HQN Books and Harper Audio present A Caribbean Heiress in Paris by Adriana Herrera, performed by Nneka Okoye. To my abuelas, Doña Laura and Doña Juana, the leonas of my childhood. SS La Bretagne, April 1889. Life in the Caribbean had taught Luzalana Heath Benzan a few vital lessons. First, corsets in the tropics were the purest form of evil. Second, a woman attempting to thrive in a man's world must always have a plan. Third, a flask full of fine rum and a pistol served well in almost any emergency. And most recently, if one was to ever find herself setting sail for the continent in search of a fresh start, one must do so with her two best friends at her side. "Can I go up to the Eiffel Tower too?" Liz's little sister asked, as if she could sense she had been left out of her sister's musings. "I promise I won't drink any of your champagne." Clarita had been attempting to commandeer their schedule while in Paris since the moment they'd boarded the first steamer in Santo Domingo. "Clarita, you're 10. You would not get champagne regardless of the circumstance." That elicited a frustrated huff from the little monster, who at the moment was sitting primly by a bay window with the blue sky and water at her back, posing for a portrait. "Stop needling her, Luz. You know how she fidgets, and I'm almost done with the sketch." The artist was Manuela, one of Luz's two best friends and Clarita's most fervent enabler. "Don't worry, querida, I'll smuggle you up the tower." She was, at the moment, capturing Clarita's likeness while her sister sat with her hands crossed over her chest and eyes closed, affecting a disturbingly funereal air. One eye popped open.
"Can we go to the catacombs?"
"Don't encourage her, Manuela. At this rate, we will spend the summer traipsing through cemeteries." Clarita responded by lolling her tongue, making Manu guffaw. Luz's sister had become obsessed with the macabre after their father's death 18 months ago. She'd tried her best to fill the void he'd left, but with both their parents gone, she also knew there was nothing that could repair becoming an orphan at such a young age. That still didn't make Luz any more inclined to haunt every graveyard in Paris. The truth was that despite the hardships of the last few years and her unease about what the future held for her and her sister, she was looking forward to the summer. Leaving Santo Domingo had been bittersweet. No matter how sound the reasoning, leaving home was its own sort of death. But there had been too much mourning in her life already. Looking ahead was the only alternative. They were finally only a day away from the harbour at Le Havre. From there, another day of travel would take them to the French capital for 3 months at the Exposition Universelle. 3 months of opportunities for her to meet buyers for her rum, Caña Brava. 3 months in which to get her and her sister's futures in order before the two of them were to permanently settle in her father's ancestral home in Edinburgh. Unexpectedly finding herself at the helm of her family's distillery had been difficult. On more than one occasion, Luz wondered if she was capable of stewarding their legacy into the future. A dream that had begun almost 50 years ago with Luz Alana's mother, Clarice, and her grandfather, Roberto Benzan. A distillery owned and operated not by the children of Spanish colonials, but by a black family, where every pair of hands that worked to make the rum, from cutting the sugarcane to preparing the spirits for shipment, was entitled to a share of the profits. Caña Brava, from its inception, had been an experiment in what industry without exploitation could be, and it had thrived for decades. Her father, Lachlan Heath, a Scotsman who had arrived in the Caribbean looking for investment opportunities, had been the main investor of the distillery. It had not been long before Lachlan proposed marriage to Clarice, and for the next 30 years poured his life into her and her vision. After her mother's death, her father had continued their plans to expand Caña Brava's operations. Their rum was well known all over the Americas. From the United States to Argentina, Caña Brava was covered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?